AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Saturday Racing Preview. Some good racing coming up today with plenty of top-class racing at Newbury and a couple of good races at Warwick as well. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. How's it going, AP?
Good, thank you.
Good man. Good day to look forward to today. Some interesting stuff along the way. They've got the return of Cider Grugia, a few more Cheltenham Festival clues potentially as well. It's a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's the racing at Newbury and at Warwick can always be a good pointer to the Cheltenham Festival, and today looks no different.
Okay, good stuff. We're going to look at the full card at Newbury and a couple at Warwick, as I've mentioned. And the first race at Newbury today is the 1:15. We start here with a Class 3 Novices Hurdle. It's over the extended 2 miles, and Cardinal Walter is well backed at the top of the market this morning, 9-4 into 7-4 at the time of recording this. In fact, was 11-4 early today. Risk of Fine is 9-2, as is QE. Bouvriol is 5-1, and then 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. So we've got a well-backed favourite, AP, and Cardinal Walter. You ride QE as well here, who's a listed winner on the flat and third in a Grade 2 on hurdling debut, so quite an interesting opener.
Yeah, very much so. Start with a favourite, Cardinal Water, was a decent horse in the flat, over sort of Spain trips, if you like, or not for the 1.5 plus, but he won well in his debut at Doncaster. He beat a horse called Emperor Commandos and Father Edward. It was a good performance, seemed to jump well, so yeah, he's a pretty smart looking horse. Of the ones that have got handicap ratings, I suppose Bovril of Paul Nichols is probably the main one. He was third in a handicap order last time at Sandown on his British debut, if you like, and that was a pretty good run. The horse I ride, QE, ran very well in a Grade 2 hurdle behind Azzo last time at Haydock. The ground will hopefully be a little bit better today, so hopefully he'll have a good chance. And the other one to mention is obviously Risk of Fine. Oh, Philip Hobbs was a very impressive winner when he won at Exeter last time. So, yeah, pretty smart race. I'm hoping Kiwi's the one that's going to beat. He was the one that's going to take all the beating. He was a good horse in the flat, and he seemed to take well to jumping. And he obviously hasn't won, so he doesn't have a penalty. So he's getting £6 from a few of the others. So I'm going to go for Kiwi in the first.
Okay, QE in the first. The second race is the 1:50. This is a Class 2 handicap hurdle. It's over the extended 3 miles, and the market headed this morning by Milan Bound, who's fours into threes, 6-1 for Provo. Closing ceremony is 7-1, nines for Mary King and Riding Pines, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Milan Bound, trained by John O'Neill. You're in those green and gold JP McManus silks. Back to form at Haydock last time as well, second behind Closing Ceremony, who reopposes here. Looks to have plenty in his favour here. Do you like his chances? Has he got a favourite chance here?
Yeah, I would think so. As you said, he was just touched off by Closing Ceremony, who reopposes again, and who's obviously won in second since, so the form's okay. I like Milan Bound. I'm hoping that he can get back to winning ways, if you like. Of the others in the race, I actually think John Joe's other horse, Mary King, actually could be one of the dangers, ran very well in the Hennessy, and he's back over hurdles, and he's on a decent mark. I think Mary King is actually one that could give him a little bit to do. Provo Paul Nichols hasn't run for a long time, but looked a progressive sort, but fell in his last run. And of the others, Riding Pines. He won okay last time, and he won, but again, hasn't run for quite a long time. And the horse at the top, Milan's Bar, of Neil King's, has been in good form as well. Not very original, but I'm going to go for it, Milan Bar.
Okay, Milan Bound for AP. In the 1:50, the 2:25 is the third race on the card, one of the big races of the day. It's the Grade 2 Denman Chase. It's over 3 miles, and the market headed this morning by Hublon Des Obeaux, who's 11-4. Union East is 7-2 with Kearney Gree, 9-2 for Takandasoy. Harry Topper is 15-2, and Double Ross 18-1, the outsider of the field. You're back on board Takandasoy here, AP, who's disappointed so far in his second season chasing, but the yard were in pretty well. They were out of form last time, they're back into form now, and is he in better form as well now with himself?
Yeah, he seemed in good shape. He was very disappointing, obviously, at Haydock. He didn't jump and never really get into a rhythm. He's obviously better than that, and hopefully today he'll prove that. So yeah, I'm expecting a big run of the others. I suppose Oblin is always favoured, has probably got the best, most recent form. He was obviously a good second in the Hennessy, and then he was second last time in a good handicap chase at Ascot. Got very solid form. Union East obviously won very well when he won at Sandown the last time in a handicap. Penagree is obviously the novice, who has been very impressive in his win so far. It was very good when he won at Kempton last time in the Falcon. And I suppose you double Ross and Harry Topper are the obvious outsiders. I think Oblin de Zobo has the best, most recent form, and he'll probably take all the big. But I wouldn't put anyone off Tarquin this year.
Okay, right, on to the 3 o'clock next. This one is the Game Spirit Chase, which is a grade two over 2 miles and one furlong. It's what used to be the Game Spirit. Anyway, Saïd Agrougi makes his return and heads the market at 10 to 11. 100 to 30 for Mr. Mole, 5 to 1 for Uzixandra. Upsilon Blur is 12s and 20s for Coringa Dancer. A lot of people will be concentrating on Saïd Agrougi here, AP, but we've seen with Sprinter Sakura, it's not always straightforward when they make the return. A couple of JP McManus owned horses in here as well. Mr. Mole, who's in good nick at the moment, and Uzixandra as well. So quite an intriguing race. You will have had the pick between Mr. Mole and Uzixandra, won't you?
Yeah, I obviously had the pick of the two JP runners. If Uzixandra hadn't run in Edwardstown, then he would definitely have been the choice. His win in the Solar Chase was pretty good. But I've chosen Mr. Mole. Paul Nichols is very sweet in him. He's in good form. He's after winning his three chases. His last three chases, he's won his last twice. And been pretty good doing it. And look, hopefully he's got a good chance. I think on all known form, they've got to improve a lot to beat Saïd Agrougi. And if he's back to form, you know, he'll kick a lot of beating. I think it's a different thing with Saïd Agrougi than it was with Sprinter Sakura. It was a different injury. So I think there's a better chance of Saïd Agrougi coming back and showing what he did last year. So look, I think Saïd Agrougi is going to be very difficult to beat.
Okay, Saïd Agrougi to be difficult to beat on his return in the 3 o'clock. The 3:35 is the fifth race at Newbury this afternoon. This one is the Grade 3 Betfair Hurdle. It's over 2 miles and half a furlong, and an open race as you'd expect. 6-1 the field, with Calypto heading the market this morning. 7-1 for Activial. Ontor is 12s into 9s. It's 12-1 for Sign of a Victory, and Jolly's cracked it. 14s for Faschino, Rustico. Balgari 16s with Chieftain's Choice. AP's ride, Goodwin Mirage, is 18-1 with Wicklow Brave, and 20s or bigger prices for the others. Just starting with your ride here, AP, Goodwin Mirage, who was impressive at Weatherby but pulled up at Ascot last time. A bit of a change of headgear as well, with the blinkers going on for the first time. Will that spark him back to life here?
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, he was a decent horse in the flat, and he had a few little problems last year. We thought that we'd got them sorted out, and he obviously returned it to Weatherby and won, and thought we got the better of him, but was very disappointing last time. And a big handicap at Ascot, and he's got a different headgear on him today. Hopefully that will help us. Look, he's capable. There's no doubt about that, and it's definitely worth a little bit each way, that's for sure. But a very, very open race. Wouldn't even know where to start. I suppose Sign of a Victory at the top was a little bit out of his depth last time in the Christmas order. This will be easier for him, even though he's the top weight in the handicap. Obviously the Paul Nichols horses, Calypso, was a good sort of second last time. It looks like he's kind of been minded for this race, and you know, if he kept with this race in mind, it's a big prize. I wouldn't be surprised if Calypso was the one we've all got to beat. Faustino Rustico won okay when he won last time at Newcastle. On tour, a horse of Evan Williams is kept improving. He's definitely very capable, and maybe Balgari of David Pipes. I mean, he might be the one that I would be inclined to side with a bit of value. He was a good second last time, and I think if I was going to pick an outsider, I would pick or a horse at a bigger price, I'd pick Balgari.
Okay, Balgari at a big price in the 3:35. If that race is competitive, the 4:10 unfortunately isn't. It's a two-runner race now, this novice's chase over 3 miles. King's Palace 1-8 at the top of the market. Vivaldi Colonge is 11-2, and Salman Azhar is a non-runner here. So can you really see past his favourite? People probably don't need to spend too much time on this race.
No, not really. You know, he's a jump around job. So if he jumps around King's Palace, he's going to win, isn't he?
Yep, simple as that. King's Palace in the 410. The 440 is the final race at Ascot this afternoon. This one is a listed bumper over 2 miles and a half a furlong. Altior well backed this morning, 11 to 4 into 15 to 8. 6 to 1 for Fortunate George. Barters Hill is 8 with Skyward's Reward. 9 to 1 for Present Man. Bouvardaire is 9 to 1 and 10s or bigger prices for the others. You're on board Skyward's Reward here, AP, who did make the track on the flat for Saeed Bin Sarraw. Pitching in quite a decent level for his debut, so do they think quite a lot of him?
I think he's okay, you know, but he is obviously starting off at a good level, so at a pretty high level. So hopefully he'll put up a good show and run a good race. But there are obviously the horses that have ran, Altior of Nicky Henderson's won very well in one at Martha Raisin. Interesting that he's been kept for this list of bumper. You obviously think a bit of him. So I think he's pretty smart. Paul Nicholas' horse, Present Man, won a bumper last time at Wincanton. He looks okay as well. Alan Keenan's got a winner last time at Wincanton as well, and Wishing and Hoping. That's not bad. You know, that wasn't a bad performance either. And Philip Hobbs, the Jerk Deschamps, who won at Chepstow as well. A lot of winners in the race. Of the ones, you know, I think it's very interesting, obviously, that Nicky Henderson has kept Altador in here. I can see him taking a bit of beating. The interesting one, actually, that's not trained by one of the bigger yards that I was interested in was Parker's Hill. He won okay when he won at Warwick last time, beat a horse I rode called Joe Farr. And maybe go for a little bit of value and go for Parker's Hill.
Okay, bit of value then in the lucky loss there with Barters Hill. Over to Warwick we go for a couple of races there. Their big race this afternoon is the 2:05, and this is the Kingmaker Novices Chase, which is a Grade 2 over 2 miles. Vibrato Valtat is the 6-5 market leader. Top Gamble 15-8, 7-1 for King's Lad. Turnover Sivola is 10s and 28-1 for Mr. Spring Sprung to spring a surprise. But some informed rivals here, AP. Several of them coming into this on back of winning runs, and Vibrato Valtat relatively short at the top of the market, but he's 3 from 4. In chases, but not entirely straightforward for a 6-5 shot, would you say?
Vibrato Valtat has got pretty solid form. He won okay at Kempton last time. He beat a horse called Three Kingdoms who has since won at Doncaster, so the form is pretty solid. But he is a pretty short price race, and what pretty short price in a race is very competitive. Top Gamble has done nothing but improve. Was a good winner last time at Newbury in a handicap. Before that, he won a novice chase at Warwick and at Weatherby. Looks a pretty good jumper. So I can see him being the obvious danger to Vibrato Valtat. And of the others, King's Lad has been progressing, and Turnover as well down the bottom has got a chance too. I think it's between the two of them. I think it's between Vibrato Valtat and Top Gamble. I'm just going to go for Vibrato Valtat.
Okay, Vibrato Valtat then for AP in the Kingmaker, and the final race we're going to look at is the 2:40. This is a listed mare's hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs, and last year's winner Glenn's Melody heads the market this year at 8-11, 6-1 for Mickey, Emily Gray's 15-2, 9-1 for Mayfair Music, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Glenn's Melody not only won this last year, but she ran quite well behind Quivega at the festival as well. Is she the one to beat here if she reproduces that kind of form?
Yeah, very much so. She was a little bit unlucky last time in there. She was upside, Kitten's Rock and and made a pretty bad mistake at the last. Otherwise, she might have won. And that was a pretty solid form before that. She ran okay behind the Talent Conan at Leopardstown. But I think the win last time in there is good enough. If she repeats that, then she'll be very hard to beat. The obvious danger is probably Emily Gray, who was second in a chase last time. I beat her at Doncaster. She's reverting back to hurdles again. So she's the obvious danger. And maybe one other is Mickey, who has been chasing as well and is back over hurdles again. So maybe find it a little bit easier. But I think it's all about sensibility. I think she's going to beat.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck at Newbury this afternoon. And we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow ahead of a cracker in Leopardstown.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.